I want to ask the Taoiseach if the issue of fishing rights around Rockall was raised when he met with First Minister Nicola Sturgeon some weeks ago, particularly in view of the fact that discussions were taking place, we're told, over the last 2 years between ministers and officials. Would the Taoiseach accept that the UN Convention for the Law of the Sea in December 2012 decided that no rock would, without any economic activity, would confer rights on any country to declare an economic zone or indeed a continental shelf? And I want to ask the Taoiseach finally what steps he proposes to take to defend the rights of Irish fishing vessels that have fished unhindered in these waters for decades, and has he or his minister communicated with the European Commission as this is also a common fisheries policy issue?
The matter wasn't raised at my recent meeting with First Minister Sturgeon. But it has been discussed by the Taoiseach and his counterpart, and by Minister Creed, and the European Commission has been informed of the matter. Rockall is a rock, essentially a sea stack in the middle of the ocean. It's uninhabitable, it's uninhabited, and I don't think it's something that Ireland and Scotland should fight over. We don't have a claim to it, and we don't accept any other sovereign claim on it. We think the fisheries and territory around it should be shared. And the Irish vessels that are fishing in those waters have EU quota. And these waters are part of EU waters. And under the Common Fisheries Policy, we believe they are within their rights to continue to fish in the area around Rockall. On this issue, the views of Ireland and those of Scotland have differed for some time. But we have built up a strong and positive relationship to our mutual benefit over many years. In light of most recent developments, dialogue is continuing between the Irish and Scottish governments, and there have been close contacts at official level over recent days to de-escalate tensions. This matter was discussed both our cabinet meeting this morning and by the Scottish government at theirs, and we've agreed that dialogue should continue between the Irish and Scottish governments, that there have been close contacts at official level and they'll continue. It's been agreed that now a process of intensified engagement will take place, led by senior officials from both administrations. And I think it's fair to say that both administrations would like to see this matter de-escalated.